Intervju Radija Študent.
Dober dan, dober večer, pozdravljeni v RŠ intervjuju. Moje ime je Simon, z mano so Oj Poloj, ki bojo povedali kaj več o sebi in o današnjem koncertu, ki se bo zgodil v tovarni Rok. Najprej pojmo pa s komadom DIY. Torej, Oj Poloj, DIY, do it yourself, aesthetics, you started this doing and you're doing still from the 80s, in the start of the 80s you started.
Yeah.
81, I think so.
Sorry?
In 81.
In 81, yeah. And yeah, it was that kind of DIY thing that made us start the band to start off with. Because we wanted to see and listen to the music that we liked, and the place where we were, there wasn't really anyone else doing that. So we thought the only way we're going to see this happen is if we do it ourselves. And I think that philosophy is continued in pretty much most of the things we do. Like the CD that's come from, for instance. We don't pay some graphic artist to do the cover. You know, Ricky does the graphic stuff. We do the layout, we organize our own tours. When we're here, you know, we don't have some booking agency that organised this. We got in touch directly with people here in Ljubljana, and that's pretty much the way we do most of this stuff. We try and keep as much control over things ourselves, so that you're not getting commercially exploited, or you know, been forced to change your politics or your artistic whatever you'd say, you know.
So, you're still into that. DIY aesthetics is working as worked then in the 80s. And as a politician, this is the last album you released, recorded.
Yeah, it's everything we recorded at the same time as our last Gaelic album, Archaeol, Arcan and Aramach. And we recorded quite a lot of other material at the same time, and we've released that together in one CD. So it's a companion CD.
But only permanent member, that's you.
That's not quite correct. I would say only original member. I mean, the rest of the guys, we've been playing together for years now. Ricky, who's here, and Cam, the drummer, and myself, for about a decade. And we knew each other before then. And so everyone's permanent. It's just I'm the only person who's still around from 1981. But in a sense, I don't see that as so important because we don't function as a band where there is one person who says, this is what happens, this is what happens. Everyone has, you know, we discuss things and everyone has a veto over something. If there's some, usually we agree on the music and the lyrics and stuff, but if there's something that people aren't happy with, then it gets changed. Like, there's a song on this record where there were some things that, I know Ricky was thinking of a, what's it called, Sew Me Shut.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a difference of opinion, but the main thing is that all members of the band must be happy. So if there's something that someone isn't happy with, then it doesn't get released. And we don't, you know, we try and share out the roles within the band. Like, Ricky's good at the design stuff, so he'll do that. Cam has done things like making the backdrops, you know, banners that we have at the back of the stage. I tend to book a lot of the gigs. We spread things around a bit, so it's what do you call it? Workers cooperative. that would be the ideal thing. You know, the ideal way to look at it.
Yeah, but it seems like cooperative. I read that you, like 50 members were in this band during the years.
Since the beginning, yeah, that's
50
true.
50 members, that's
but
amazing.
You have to remember that when the band originally started, you're talking about people who are sort of 14, 15 years old at school. And obviously as you get older, people change. People move to different places. So it's fairly inevitable that any band that's been playing for about 30 years is going to have a lot of lineup changes. But as I said, for the last 10 years, it's been pretty much the same as this music you're listening to now. So the other thing is the politics have, from fairly soon after the beginning, have stayed pretty much the same. It's always been DIY punk rock with anarchist politics. So in a sense, you know, I mean, people are, no matter who's in the band, that's what people are going to get. There's been concerts that I couldn't have played because it was a big tour and I lost my voice and someone else did it. Still the same.
So the concept is very clear. and then it's no problem to people get into the band and out of the band. There is no there's always very clear what to do when you are in the Oipoloi, the band.
Yeah. Well, I guess people know what they're getting into.
I mean, I think one of the reasons, because the band is not a professional band, therefore it's hard for people to be consistent if the band is touring a lot, because they maybe have a job. And like, I've certainly had trouble with you know, it's hard to do the band and to make money at the same time. But I think everyone in Edinburgh knows what they're getting into when they join Oipoloi, because everyone knows someone who's been in Oipoloi in Edinburgh.
Okay.
It's quite funny.
Cool. So we done this brief history of Oipoloi. Maybe we should do another song, Saorsa do Vanunu, and after that we will talk a little bit about this song. Saorsa do Vanunu, the song about Mordecai Vanunu.
Yep.
And would you tell us a story about Mordecai Vanunu and Oipoloi?
Well, if people don't know who he was the Israeli whistleblower who worked in the Israeli nuclear industry and to let the world know about Israel's secret nuclear weapons program. And who was then kidnapped by Mossad and taken back to Israel. He was living in London at the time, and they got him to Italy and then kidnapped him, took him back to Israel. And he was in prison for years, and he was kept in solitary confinement, which we would see as a form of torture. And we're very interested in the whole Middle East situation. We're not big fans of the Israeli state because we oppose the occupation. That we don't see as leading to peace, quite the opposite, in fact. And also as, you know, anarchists and being against things like imprisonment and so on in general, we've always sung about prisoners, political prisoners. You can make an argument that virtually all prisoners are political, you know, if you want to go in that direction. But that kind of combined the two things together, and that song was actually from a record that we did with a split 12-inch record that we did with an Israeli punk band, Nikmat Olalim, who they're named after an Israeli terrorist group who specialised in blowing up Palestinian school children. Obviously they totally opposed that, but we were wanting to talk about the whole kind of Middle East issue, and we went on tour with them, and it was very, 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 very interesting. But that's just trying to publicise this guy's plight. I mean, he's been released since then, but he seems to be back in court all the time. Latest thing quite recently for he wants to leave Israel, but they won't let him go. He has been charged again for talking to foreigners. You know, this is the kind of thing you'd expect in a totalitarian state, not from the so-called only democracy in the Middle East, you know. So it's just good to keep that in people's minds.
So Mordecai Vanunu just did as Albert Einstein did, like. Turned against the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I mean, to us, the man is a hero because he spoke out against something that was clearly wrong. He's, you know, someone who's working for peace. And what's happened to him is disgusting.
Yes. Well, it's just not the fate of one man as horrible as the whole nation, isn't it? The whole world nation.
Yeah, he's just an example. You know, obviously there's countless other political prisoners in similar kind of positions. But that's just talking about using one particular example to highlight that.
But what about us? We are free. We're in freedom.
that's a matter of opinion.
We're not prisoners, or aren't we? Or...
Well, I would beg to differ with that. I don't know what...
You mean we... Us people, or our societies, our countries?
Us.
We're relatively free. Yeah. So I do give... Thank you for that all the time. My life could be a whole lot worse. So. I don't think my life is bad. I'm a happy person. But it's a good thing for us to... Like, music is a powerful medium. Punk music is very popular, but punk music is now also a massive entertainment commodity that's just singing songs about being a teenager or whatever, and it's our job to keep singing about things like this and try to be as uncliched as possible in some ways, and maybe not uncliched as possible, but try to make it catchy so that people want to listen to it and think about it, as opposed to thinking about driving down the boulevard in your flat top car or whatever some people say about. So.
Yeah, think about the whole world. You are members of Earth First Movement.
We've been involved in some kind of environmental direct action and stuff that Earth First would certainly have put their name to and publicised and so on. But I mean, Earth First doesn't have an actual membership. It's, you know, by taking part in an action, you become part of it.
So, as the band, you are doing things with other people and other communities, working to reveal the way to the truth.
Well, I would like to think that the band isn't just, it's not just music. You know, obviously we all love the music, that's why we're doing it, and the political ideas. But I think there's also a feeling that how can you expect people to take you seriously if we are singing some stuff but we're never actually doing it? You know, how can you say defend the earth and then not do anything? Or how can you say, fight the fascists, and then not actually fight the fascists? People aren't going to take that seriously. So, you know, you have to practice what you preach to a certain extent. I don't think any of us would make any claim to be sort of anarchist supermen or anything, but at least, we do actually do most of the stuff that we say. So... Yeah.
Especially DIY. my joke.
It's obvious through your whole discography that you're all the time the politics, and you're doing it, not just singing it.
Well, I think if you've got, you know, if you've got a band and it gets to the point where a certain number of people like the band and they're going to listen to what you've got to say, you've been given a privilege. You've got an opportunity to communicate something to people. And I think it's good to then try and communicate something positive that will either educate people or inspire them to do something, rather than singing something like, "Hey baby, it's Saturday night, you know, let's shake your body on the dance floor." That doesn't really say anything, you know. That doesn't mean that we don't only listen to political music or only like political music. You know, music is beautiful in its own sense. But for this particular band, the philosophy is that we've got an opportunity to communicate something. People are listening to it. Let's say something positive that's going to, at least in some small way, make some people's lives a little bit better. And I don't think that's a too kind of wanky or pretentious thing to say, because you do sometimes get people who come up and say, "Oh, I was feeling really depressed. I seriously thought about committing suicide, but listening to your music made me realise there were other people who thought the same way," this kind of thing. Or people who say, "Your music made me stop eating meat, or made me realise that the political direction I was heading in was stupid," you know, that kind of thing. So when people say that music can't change the world, I don't think that's necessarily true. You know, one band obviously isn't going to bring about some kind of revolution, but I think bands can educate people and make them think about stuff. Punk music certainly changed my life through listening to political punk bands, and I would like to think that we could, you know, do that for other people as well.
And we're part of this big DIY punk culture that's resisting becoming part of the music industry. It's its own kind of alternative to the music industry, and giving people an alternative and something, you know, it doesn't have to just be punk music. In a perfect world, it could have every different kind of music, kind of band that was part of this culture. And to an extent it is. And it's a really powerful thing. It's growing all the time. It's massive. It's great.
And it's when it becomes like that, you talk about the DIY ethic of doing things yourselves and trying to have your, you know, printing your own T-shirts. Okay, we don't actually do that at the moment, but we've got friends who print them, you know, kind of punks like ourselves. So it then becomes a case of the medium is the message. You know, kind of regardless of actually what the music sounds like, the very fact that we're doing stuff as cheap as possible, we're playing in non-commercial venues, you know, like tonight's concert. It's not in some big commercial club where the booze is going to be really expensive and mixed with water, you know, and you're going to have big kind of guerrilla type security people on the door giving you trouble, and that's the kind of thing we want to avoid. I think that is that's a message in itself.
So our plot is the story about alternative politics. Now we will, after this song, next song, we will talk about other politics. SS Politician from album SS Politician, Oi Polloi. Ja, takole, mi se bomo morali posloviti, so nas upozorili, da smo še čez čas. Tako da, guys, at the end of the interview, what you should say
to... Oh dear. Well, it's been nice. So, we have to say something, yeah?
Yeah, I think we should invite people to the concert tonight.
Come to the concert, it's Stara Tovarna Rog, is that right? Something like that?
Stara Tovarna Rog, tako je, ja.
It's gonna be really fucking good. There's like 6 bands playing, we're gonna fucking rock people really, really hard. There's gonna be free whiskey on the stage from us, chance to play air guitar on stage. We might have sounded a bit serious here, but it's gonna be really good fun, so you're all more than welcome. It'll be fucking great.
I agree, come down. And you've got a very beautiful city. I had a walk around, it was really beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So thank you guys for visiting Radio Student. V oddaji Ereš intervju uslavlja se od vas Simon in še ponovno vas vabimo v tovarno roku ob 10 na Oj Poloj in Vragolije. Čau.
Intervju Radia Student.